Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Thank you for joining us today as we share together in God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Now, I love this one. This is the one I do want to look at. Luke chapter number 10. In Luke chapter number 10, the Good Samaritan. Many of us ought to be familiar with the Good Samaritan. But it's very important that we recognize where the Good Samaritan, Jesus recounting this, where does it come from? Luke chapter 10, verse number 25. Behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said unto him, What is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answering said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, Thou hast answered right. This do, thou shalt live. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, And who is my neighbor? That's what we think about when we hear the story of the Good Samaritan. Who is my neighbor? But this is originating because he's wanting to know, who do I have to show love to? That's the question. And Jesus uses the Good Samaritan to illustrate not only who our neighbor is, but to illustrate how we ought to show love to those around us. So much to say there, but if you look in verse number 33, you're going to find something that ought to be familiar by now. And if you get into a word study, you're going to find it's the same word. A certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him. The rest that passed by, no compassion. They couldn't be bothered to be vulnerable and to be moved into action to help another. But the Samaritan was. He had compassion on him, and he lived it out. The connection we see to love, love thy neighbor. Jesus used this compassion to illustrate love. The prodigal son in Luke 15, the father sees him afar off coming home and had compassion on him. Time and time again, these we can remember all of these accounts about, well, yeah, Jesus did all these miracles. He healed the lepers. He raised the widow's son. He fed the multitudes. We remember the Good Samaritan. We remember the prodigal son. We remember to pray to send forth laborers into the harvest. The connection with all of these, every single one at the heart of them, is the love of Jesus. Compassion and being moved into action. And there's so many other verses that we could share. But let's look back into 1 John to wrap things up. Chapter number 3. 1 John chapter number 3. Beginning in verse number 16. 1 John 3:16. And this time we're going to read verse 17 as well. Let me read verse 17, then we'll read both of them. So verse 17, but whoso hath this world's good and seeth his brother have need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? Now let's go back to verse 16 and read these together. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso hath this world's good and seeth his brother hath need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? Again, recognize there is a callousness and a closing off that takes place. He shuts up the bowels of compassion. I'm not going to be moved. And we get like this sometimes. All right, Lord, you can have my time. You can have my money. You can have this. I'll even cut out a slice of parts of my life for you to have that. But just leave me alone. I'll do these things, but kind of leave me out of it. But you know, isn't it fascinating? What the Lord really wants isn't the money, the time, the service. He wants your heart. He wants all of you. And if he gets that, well, he has the rest. He's not going to be worried about it. And so it's fascinating to see here the contrast of somebody's going to close themselves up and off to it. So in closing here, you would be a fool to doubt that Jesus loved people. We've established that. But how can we be so sure of something that was never said? Well, now hopefully we've established quite plainly that the action spoke louder and more confidently than words could ever do. That was the kind of love he had, the kind of love he lived. It's through what he did for us that we understand love in the first place and ought to be moved to the innermost part of our being with love, showing grace and mercy to others. At that point of salvation, we are touched to the innermost part of our being. Complete cast off of everything that we've held to or cared for or been counting on, and just allowing Christ to be our all in all and giving our life over to him. Yet after our salvation, as we go through this life, it seems hardships fall upon us, hurts happen, and we begin to close ourselves off. So while we were wide open to receive Christ at salvation, boy, now that we're a child of God, it's like we naturally want to close ourselves back up. I will help these people if I deem it's the right thing to do, and I won't if I deem it's the wrong thing to do, or if it's convenient for me, or if I planned it, or if there's no other help for them, that kind of thing. What about if you just allow God to move you into action, to submit to him? That's that being moved with compassion. It's not something that you've necessarily pre-planned. It's not something that you have decided you're going to do at a set date, but rather there has been a change of heart or a change of mind inside you that your plans are going different now. You're going to help this person, or you're going to sacrifice this to be there for that person, or whatever it may be. You allow yourself to be moved with compassion. So the question is, does the world know that you love people? Would they be a fool to doubt it? That hopefully brings the whole thing out. Jesus, that's almost offensive. Does Jesus love me? Of course he loves me. Well, do you love people? Could people do the same thing about you? Someone say, do you think so-and-so loves people? Oh, well, of course they love people. Look at their life. Look at the way the Lord moves them into action. Or is it, well, I don't know, maybe, I guess. Depends on the people, probably. You know, if we're being honest with ourselves. Now, let's read 1 John 3:18 and get the full picture. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And I hope now that seeing the compassion of Jesus throughout his ministry, overview of it, makes these three verses mean a little more to you, verses 16, 17, and 18 of 1 John 3. Specifically now, to have a better appreciation of the love of Jesus. And why is it so important? Because the Bible tells us that Christ said, I have loved you. Continue in my love. The whole world's gonna be celebrating this month. I say most of the world, this thought of, you know, Valentine's and the month of love and that kind of thing. Listen, we ought to be known for the love of Christ that resides within us and moves us every moment of every day, and not just on select times of the year or our pre-planned dates on our calendar. So I hope that you'll look deeper into the love of Christ to have a better appreciation of just how much an effect it has in our Sunday school stories that we memorize and just all parts of Scripture. We wouldn't have anything, we wouldn't be here today if Christ had not loved us. Your evidence here today, by the way, is proof that he still loves you. Did you know you can go home today saying you have been loved because God saw fit this morning and this evening to place somebody in front of you to open up his word and to read it with you and to worship together? And if you don't have any other expression of love from anyone else in your life this day, you can lay your head on your pillow tonight knowing, I have been loved by God, the people of God, and I have a lot to be grateful.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.